You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio's new pet product special. Today featuring the latest and greatest gadgets being introduced to the pet world. Some at the Global Pet Expo. All of the items we're talking about over at the website at animalradio.com. A lot of giveaways today, too. I'm very excited about that. We just gave away the little pet acoustics music box.
For cats.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to love this next item, especially if you have a dog, smaller in nature. This is one that we've been testing out for a little over a month and a half, maybe 2 months, and we are just...
I love it. I am hooked.
You are very excited
yes,
about
I
it.
Am.
It's called the Brilliant Pad, and it is a litter, essentially, for dogs, except it's pads. And we welcome the inventor, Alan Cook, back to the airwaves. Alan, you may remember, invented the scoop-free litter...
For cats.
How are you doing, Alan?
Doing fantastic.
So tell us about the Brilliant Pad.
We are so excited. Brilliant Pad is the world's first self-cleaning indoor dog potty. It automatically replaces a soiled pad with a clean, fresh one, and then it wraps and seals the waste to get rid of all of the odor. So your dog has a place to go indoors in a way that's easy, clean, and hands-free for you.
Give listeners an idea of how big this is and what size dogs we're talking about that can use this.
We designed this for small dogs, but actually up to 35 pounds. So not just tiny dogs, but small dogs and even some medium-sized dogs can fit comfortably. The pad area is 24 by 23 inches, so they're similar in size to the most popular size of potty pad. And the footprint of the machine isn't much bigger than the pad itself. It's less than 3 feet long and about 2 feet wide. It's similar in footprint to like an automatic self-cleaning litter box.
Judy, you've been testing it out for the last month and a half, I would say. How does Ladybug taking to it?
You know, she uses an indoor potty. She's always used an indoor potty.
Okay.
And usually I put down a pad in a litter pan with fake grass on it. And I always had to wash the grass and pull out the pad and clean the bottom of it. And it stunk. I mean, it was just a matter of a couple days and it started stinking. So I knew I wouldn't have much of a transition to this. So I started out putting the artificial grass on top of it just because that's what she's used to. And then I slowly cut it to small pieces to where it was just a tiny square and she thinks she's going on grass. And then I finally pulled it away. So she just kept using it. And it's big enough, as you say, like the size of a pee pad, to allow her to spin.
All dogs got
to
do their spins.
Spins before. So she can get up there, she can spin around. And I just do it manually. Whenever she goes, I just go ahead and advance it. And I finally, after a month, finished a roll. And,
oh, really?
Yeah. And, you know, I have to say, during that time, there was no smell. And I thought, okay, when I open up the lid, pull out the roll, I still couldn't smell anything. There was no smell to it. And you toss it away, you put a new one in, and it's biodegradable. So you just, when you take it off, you throw away the whole thing and you insert a new one. And it's just...
It's changed your life.
It's changed my life. It's just great. She, you know, in the middle of the night when she uses it, I just go ahead and advance it. And, you know, so it doesn't, I don't have to smell her waste. And like I said, it does not smell. And it's quiet when you advance it. It's not, you know, it doesn't freak her out from the noise.
So if you go out of town, you'll set it for the timer.
Yeah, I'll set it for the timer. You know, usually, I have a pet sitter comes in. But if I'm gone, you know, if I'm going to be gone for like a whole day or something and I don't have a pet sitter, I can set it to automatically do it. So she'll have a clean pad whenever she wants.
Can I just say, why hasn't this been invented before?
It makes me angry that it's like one of those things like, why didn't I think of that? You know?
The response has been fantastic. We have the product available on our website, brilliantpad.com, and we've been doing a crowdfunding campaign because we really want like feedback and ideas and suggestions from dog lovers to learn what they'd like to see in future versions of the product. And the response has been incredible because it really provides a lot of like freedom and flexibility. It's still, you know, it's really important to take your dog outside and to do that often, to exercise and socialize. But sometimes, you know how it can go if you get a little bit delayed at the office or you're trying to get home to see your pup and you're stuck in traffic. So it's nice that you get some freedom from the strict rigidity of the schedule. People are really happy that it promotes health and hygiene of their dog because you don't have to deal with handling the soiled pad, touching all the waste. Some people, when there's multiple animals, the dog goes potty on the pad, and then someone else comes along and says, yummy. That's not good. With this, it automatically gets it out of there. So, you know, it's healthier and more hygienic for you and your pet. And people are also really excited that our pads are better for the environment than traditional pads.
So you're doing a little bit of crowdfunding, and you're probably in the last few weeks of it now. People can probably go over there. Can they get deals on this now? What's going on with that?
Absolutely. So if you come to brilliantpad.com, you'll get referred to our Indiegogo page. People are able to get the machine and the replacement rolls at a substantial discount to the retail price. So if any of your listeners are interested in the machine, go to brilliantpad.com for the best deals.
Alan, we thank you for not only inventing this, but spending some time with us today. And I encourage listeners to go check out brilliantpad.com. Remember, links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.com.
Okay, I want the human version.
You want the human version?
I need the human version for that.
There you go. Our time has come to an end once again. If you need your fix during the week, go head on over to animalradio.pet. That's the best way to do it. Or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Have yourself a great week.
Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.